Hello, everybody. This is the Common Sense American, and I hope you're having a very good week, despite the Donald Trump arraignment and indictment and arrest and all of that and everything that has to go along with it. Now, the big question I think people have to ask is, would any of this have happened? Would any of this happen if Donald Trump never ran for 2024, right? In other words, if there had been no indication that Trump was ever going to run. Like, you know, he was quiet after the election was over. You rarely heard from him. He sort of receded into the shadows. And, you know, he wasn't really part of the political scene anymore. And there was no hint that he was going to run again for president. Would any of this be happening right now? It's my belief the answer is no. That a lot of this is political. And that, you know, obviously we'll just ignore Biden's classified, you know, document issue. But, you know, Trump's is worth 37 counts of whatever. One thing to remember is that it doesn't make much sense, I guess, from a election campaign standpoint. If Democrats are trying to stop Trump, this won't do it. There's nothing in the Constitution that prevents Trump from running, even if he is indicted, even if he's found guilty. And he said many times that it's not going to stop him. This won't stop him from running. You'd have to assume that his opposition would have known that as well. Obviously, they just want to smear him as best they can and do everything they can to demonize him. And speaking of demonizing, there's something I think that needs to be cleared up. As we are in the middle of Pride Month, which is completely unnecessary, as every single month in this country is Pride Month, and we all know it, it's all coming to light, the fascist regime, which is what it is, and there are examples for why it qualifies for that term. I've said in the past that it's scary when you have an entrenched leadership that basically calls everybody who disagrees with them dangerous. Anybody who has a differing opinion of any kind is an extremist and a radical. This is a very common tactic, of course, of authoritarian, tyrannical, totalitarian governments down through history that want to make sure that they have control of the populace, that want to make sure they stay in power. The way to do that is to simply... the opposition is not, you know, a group of people who just disagree with them. They're dangerous. Now they're dangerous to our way of life. They're dangerous to you. They're extremists. They're radicals. And the very next step, how do you deal with dangers to society? You pass laws to stop it, which means they will be passing laws to stop our opinions. They're already doing it. You can't misgender somebody in certain states. That's punishable. There are laws that they're trying to enforce, and they want more passed. And that elevates a group of people, in this case, all the trans, all the LGBTQ, into a protected, immune category. There isn't anything you can do to these people, ever, for any reason. You can't not hire them. You can't fire them. You can't make any derogatory comment whatsoever. They're going to make it so they're completely protected. Now, why do we want to protect the freaks? Because they like the freaks. Masculinity, femininity, celebrating the gender you are, that's all wrong. That's all bad. We're calling that toxic. Okay? Being normal is toxic. Being normal is dangerous. Being normal is extreme and radical. Being a freak is preferable. And I'm going to continue using the word freak because that's what it is. I do not wish them harm. I know there's something wrong with them, as every psychiatrist who even dares to speak above a whisper will say. However, that's the crux of this. Because I don't want any part of them, because I don't want them near me, despite that, the fact that I don't wish them any harm, I'm the enemy. Now, they can have the exact same viewpoint about me, but they're fine. They cannot want to have anything to do with me. They can want to avoid me. They can want to avoid anything that has to do with straight male entertainment or straight males in general. They can just avoid and say they don't. And they can even go public and say they don't like them. LeBron James went public and said he doesn't want any white friends. He only has black friends. the most racist statement on the planet, the epitome of racism. And what they're saying, trans people going, I don't want any part of those people, is the epitome of intolerance and hate, right? But they're going to turn around and post things that boggle the mind. I could call it a miscommunication. That might be the best way to explain this. Look, someone put up a meme on Twitter, and it really encapsulated what I'm talking about. The meme was put up by one of the raging leftist whack jobs that said, it was just a picture, and then there were some words that just said, 98% of straight men, I think, refuse to date a trans individual because of hate. And, you know, this is something we have to change. 98% of straight people don't want to date a trans individual, not because they hate them, because they don't even know what they are. How can you be attracted to something you don't even know what it is? Especially if they're gender fluid or non-binary or any of these other invented gender categories that flat out admit they don't know what they are, that they can change on a literally hourly basis. It's written into the definition. Look them up. Today I'm different. This hour I'm different. That's what some of these mean. And they do go back and forth and they do shift because they believe gender is fluid and is dictated by your own self and your own brain and society plays a part. And as all those things change, so does your gender. Okay? This is what they believe. Well, people who know what they are and what they want are not going to be attracted to people who have no clue. Especially if they're pretending that they're another gender. Why? If you were born one way, just because you think you're another gender, we're supposed to be attracted to you, and because we're not, it's our fault? That's backwards. They're not attracted to them because of hate. We don't hate them. We don't want it rubbed in our faces and crammed down our throats every second of the day. Nor do we want to be told that we are hateful, intolerant people just because we want to be with people who we're attracted to and who are attracted to us because they know exactly who they are and what they want. That's just being normal. Again, the word normal. And yeah, I'm going to keep using it. And I think we all need to keep using it because we've lost sight of it and society is crumbling because we don't have a definition for it anymore. And in fact, anything that's deemed normal is now deemed bad. That's how far off the beam these people have gotten. The idea that we hate is wrong. It's not 98% of people are hating. I guarantee you it's the exact opposite. 98% of people don't hate them. They just don't want anything to do with them. There's a very large difference. They don't want to, like, take out a gun and shoot you. I don't want to do that. I really want them to get help, actually. These people often lead very miserable lives. They don't have any semblance of solidarity, of mental stability. They don't have it. They're in and out of therapist offices. They're on endless medications. The suicide rate among the trans community is out of control. There's a reason for all of this. It's because they're not right. This has nothing to do with me. I don't have anything to do with any of that. All I know is I don't want any part of it. And they are perfectly welcome to not have any part of me. I don't care. I don't call that hate. I call that them just going, well, then you're not like me. I don't consider you somebody I want to be around. All right, fine. That's okay. So long as you don't want to hurt me, so long as you don't want to infringe on my rights, I don't care. Just go over there. Stay over there. I don't care. I really don't. I should be allowed to do the same thing. Stay over there. I don't really care what you do. I don't care about any of it. I just don't want to rub it in my face. And the decline of civilization is such that it will always be rubbed in your face because there is no line anymore. There is no etiquette. There is no sense of decency. And really, it doesn't even matter what side you're on. It doesn't even matter what sexuality you are. This is just indicative of the entire disgusting, rotting society that we're in today. I'm sorry, but it is. That display at the White House where this trans individual, you know, went topless or whatever, it's not that the person was trans that I object to. It's that it would happen at all. I don't care if that's a regular woman doing that. You shouldn't be doing that. This is society, people. This is supposed to be a civilization. We did have, at one point, and for a long period of time, we had indecency laws, and they were enforced, and they probably should be again, although we know it'll never happen. They weren't like forcing people to adopt certain societal norms or whatever. They were just basically saying, no, you can't parade down the street naked. That's all it was saying, and we really need to go back to that. Nobody should do that. I don't care what gender you think you are, or if you're straight or trans or different color, ethnicity, whatever. I don't care. You shouldn't be doing that ever. Certainly not at the White House. It's not an expression of pride. It is not an expression of freedom. It's not anything. It's just jungle, regressive crap that has nothing to do with civilization and only mires us further in the muck. All you're telling me is that you're a degenerate. That's really all you're telling me. It has nothing to do. I wouldn't care whether you're straight or not. You're a degenerate if you march down the street like that. That's what you are. And that's what you should be branded as. And we're done with you. Very, very simple. You're not making any statement that is beneficial to a high-functioning society. You're not doing anything. And here's the thing. I will bet you, I will guarantee you that the majority of the people in these protest parades are freaking useless human beings. They bounce from random job to random job. They can't function because they're non-functional humans for the most part. They spend their lives with this activism crap. They don't actually produce anything of any real value for this country. They really do nothing except cause problems and say, look at me, and I dare you to say anything against me because I have the government and the entertainment industry and the media and all of education on my side. This is not about equal rights. This is about privilege. This is about special treatment. It's all these people have ever wanted. It's all the black community wants now with reparations. It's all the trans community wants now with their degenerate garbage. This is all they want. This has nothing to do with equality, and it never did. And when you inject the terms hate and intolerance and danger, dangerous people, to the other side, you are capable of not just silencing the other side and crushing their rights as individuals, which is what they're doing, and they don't mind doing it. You are also making a path to eliminate any opposition in the future. The schools are already doing that. You are not allowed to be opposed to any of this. You are not allowed to be opposed to anything like this, to anything in, like the LGBTQ. Look what happened to that school, middle school in Massachusetts, where kids just preferred to be patriotic and have the American flag up instead of the pride flag and took the pride flag down. Right then, immediately, they're talking instant punishment. Instant punishment. And again, the words hate and intolerance, right? If it had been reversed, if it had been the LGBTQ group tearing down American flags and throwing up pride flags, they'd have been applauded. That's the same exact movement. It's the same action. It's the same principle. One side is applauded and said that they're strong and brave and all this, and the other side is demonized for the exact same expression of an opinion, right? So that's where we are. That's what's going on in this community right now. And, you know, when you have this level of demonization, it's very... Why do you think people are reacting the way they are to things like Bud Light and Target and Kohl's? And all? Why do you think this is happening at such a high level? Because people are on such a hair trigger and so very sensitive to it that they're sick of listening to any of this anymore. They can't take it. It's annoying them. And they feel like second-class citizens. Second-class citizens in a supposedly free society are going to push back in any way they know how, because they know they're getting quashed. They know they're getting, you know, basically ruled out of existence. The idea that they're dangerous, extremist, radical individuals rankles because it's not true, and they're being presented as if it is true. And the media is running with it because it's what they do. And it's all they know how to do. Journalism is, they don't do that anymore. They're there to send you a particular message. Why is CNN dying? Because they can't get away from that message. Now they have an audience that is so locked in to that particular message that if they don't get that message, then what's going to happen is that they're going to have a group of hateful people on their hands. And these hateful people are on their own side. These hateful people are going to say, oh, well, what the hell? All of a sudden, you're kowtowing Republicans. No, we just decided to actually give you news. It's like them freaking out over Twitter and going, well, Twitter just, you know, they turned against us, and now they're going all, they're allowing all the hate and the ignorance and all that. No, all it means is they're allowing the people on the other side to speak, which they weren't before. And by the way, nothing's stopping you. Elon Musk, anybody there, nobody passed any algorithm change that stops the left from talking. They just don't like it when anybody else talks and disagrees with them. They're like children in this way. Militant, insane children, but that's kind of what they've become. You're looking at an extremely targeted assault on the freedoms of normal individuals. That's the strange part of all of this. It's just, it never seems to stop either. That's what gets me. It just, they double down all the time. It just gets worse and worse and worse and worse. And how do you expect people to respond to that? You know what I'm saying? This is what we really have to think about. It's the brave and the stunning and the courageous that really should make you think and really, yeah, it might bother you a little bit because it's not accurate. It's all the words that they use. It's the buzzwords. Look how brave and stunning and courageous all these people are for coming out and being trans. How in God's name are they brave and courageous when they are supported and bolstered and promoted and encouraged on every possible side of society? I will repeat, media, entertainment, education, government, every one of these pillars of power of society is fully in support of you. It isn't brave to come out when everybody is applauding you to do it. It's only brave to stand against it at this point when nobody is saying that that's okay. Nobody. There is no section of the society that is saying that it's okay to be against this. Every single section of society is basically begging you to come out and be this way. The encouragement is clearly there. That's what the grooming part is. That's why parents are a little annoyed at what's going on in schools, because it does feel a lot like grooming and encouraging them to be freaks when, because, well, it's obviously what people want. It's what gets me what I want. It's what gets me attention. It gets me all kinds of positive attention. It makes me immune. I really like that. Young minds are big on that. You're not brave and courageous for standing there like a freak, like a, you know, wearing a dress as a man or getting things cut off. And there's something wrong with you. And again, I do feel like, well, it's unfortunate, and I'm sorry about it, and I wish you would get help. But boy, let me tell you, has nothing to do with courage. We're the only ones who are being courageous right now. Us, right here. Because we're the only ones going against the status quo. We're the only ones who are saying, you know what, we don't really like this. And we're not even allowed to do that. Stunning and courageous. Sure they are. And if it was 1870, the left continually wants to make everybody believe that no strides have been taken in the realm of civil rights and all of that. Currently, there are no laws in existence in this country that restrict trans, LGBTQ, black, other ethnicities from doing anything. In fact, there are only laws in place that protect them, protect specifically them. Many, many, just like there are plenty of scholarships to get just because you're a certain color in college. None, of course, if you're white, but any other color. Every single law in existence is for you. It's helping you, every single one. So if that's the case, what are you being strong and courageous and brave about? All you're doing is reacting to the current state of twisted civilization and going, well, I guess I can have my cake and eat it too. I can do whatever I want because I'm a freak and I will be catered to. And I will be protected, and I will be immune. And if anything bad happens to me, then I can just turn to the media, and they'll make a sob story out of it, and turn out the, you know, make it so anybody who's against me just hates, you know, everybody, and they're haters and extremists and radicals and all that. They just like anything else, just like in the racism debate, none of the people in the LGBTQ community can be guilty of discrimination. It's amazing. They can say the most unbelievably awful, untrue, ignorant things about straight people, and it doesn't matter. They say whatever they want. Again, immune. Because they can't be they can't be discriminatory. They can only be discriminated against. Just like black people can't be racist. No race can be racist, but white people. This is the message that has been sent, and this is why 60%, which is about the percentage of white people in the country, is a little annoyed, because they never hated anybody. 99.9% of them never hated anybody. They just wanted to be left alone, go about their lives, and interact with everybody, and they have plenty of friends of all different persuasions all over the place, and now they're being told that they're a danger to society because they won't date a trans person. Whereas, again, on the flip side, that trans person can do whatever the hell he or she or whatever it thinks it is today wants. And it won't matter. They're so protected, you can't even believe it. It's stunning how protected they are. And they have a Pride Month? Why? What is that? That almost feels insulting. It's sort of like, yeah, look where we are. We're at the top. And we like being here, and there isn't anybody who can say anything against us. And, being a privileged class is kind of nice, and to hell with all of you. Yeah, that takes a lot of courage. Sure, it does. Bottom line is, we're all really tired of it. The people who are normal, that function in the society, that push the society forward, that actually, produce things and work and do all these things. I'm not saying that there's people in the LGBTQ community don't work. What I'm saying is that they don't seem to be anywhere near as high functioning as other people. And I don't know why, especially the trans community. They're so broken. And I wish they weren't. If they got help, they probably wouldn't be so broken. I'm not saying they're stupid. It's not it doesn't make you inherently dumb to be trans. I don't know what it is. But they say the dumbest things you've ever heard, and they act like idiots. They act like third graders, twisted, broken, degenerate third graders, but third graders. They have no sense of anything, no sense of integrity, no sense of work ethic or discipline, no sense of decency, nothing. They have no moral center, they got nothing. They're animals. Now, I have the same disrespect for anybody who's straight that acts like a degenerate and an animal, and we have plenty of those too. Civilization has fallen. It's pretty clear. It just seems to me that it's being driven by a certain twisted group that doesn't know what they are from day to day. It has nothing to do with hate of why we won't date a trans person or why we don't want them around us or why we don't really want them piloting our plane. We think they're broken, and we have plenty of evidence to suggest that they kind of are broken and they need help, and we don't want to be around them until they're fixed. And it has nothing to do with wanting to hurt them. It has nothing to do with wanting to kick them out of the country. It has everything to do with wanting to help them. If any of these so-called love and peace crowd wanted to help these people, they'd admit that just they're not, just be who you are, be proud of who you are. That's all you see all Pride Month long. Who you are, that's like saying to a schizophrenic, just be proud of who you are. You're fine. They're not fine. We know they're not fine. It's clear they're not fine. The entire mental health profession has proven for 100 years they're not fine. It's not like we're just going to ignore the whole thing. We're going to ignore all the studies. We're going to ignore all the facts. And we're just going to say, yeah, you're good. And by the way, you're immune. And everybody who says anything against you, they're the real problem. It doesn't work that way. And this is why people are annoyed and upset. I'm sorry, but that's the way it is. We don't hate, it's not intolerance, it's not ignorance. We don't want to be around them. I'm sorry, we don't. And we're allowed to say that, by the way. We just don't want them. Why? Who cares? We don't want them teaching our kids. We don't want them flying our planes. We don't want them parading up and down any street naked. Again, don't care what your sexual persuasion or gender is. That shouldn't be happening ever anyway. All of this is bad. All of this is a sign of decaying civilization. But again, being driven by a certain group that apparently wants civilization to crumble. They don't believe in anything. They don't believe in a family structure. They don't believe in, going to work every day. They don't believe in any kind of religion. They don't believe, they have no faith. They have no great desire to improve themselves. They just keep floundering around on their own twisted little darkness brain. They can't figure anything out because they won't get any help. Psychiatrists are told to tell them there's nothing wrong with them now. Yeah, that's working out well. So in the midst of all of this, we just sort of go, millions of people are shrugging their shoulders and going, well, there's nothing I can do. except avoid these people. And we're going to have to. I'm sorry, but we are. And you can call anybody hate, you intolerant, whatever you want to do. Bottom line is we don't want to be around them. I'm sorry, but we don't. And that's just the way it is. We're allowed to do that, by the way. It's supposed to be a free country. Again, we don't wish them any harm. In fact, most of them don't wish them any harm. You know what I mean? When's the last time you saw a news story of a bunch of people just running out and attacking and beating up a bunch of LGBTQ people? When? Where? It'd be in the news if it happened at all, ever. It would be plastered all over CNN and every other mainstream news source for about a month. And because it's not, you know it's not happening. And it doesn't happen because we don't hate them. And it doesn't happen because you know you can't do anything to these people. Otherwise, they'll just lynch you and everybody be fine with it. We know they're immune and a protected class. We know we can't do anything to them. And again, we never started off hating them in the first place. We hate that it's being crammed down our throats. We hate that degeneracy has taken hold. We hate that a twisted freak can have more rights and more promotion and basically get rich off of being a freak. We're a little tired of that. That's all. So that's it for me. I appreciate you listening as always. Again, during Pride Month, you know what? The best thing to do is avoid it. Seriously. Don't pay these people any mind. Don't watch anything with any of them in it. Don't listen to anything on social media about it. Don't interact with them in any way. Let them do their thing and just go your own way. And when they're stuck in their own little twisted, dark little community, which is nowhere near as big as they want people to believe, then fine. Perfect. Because then it won't be big enough to affect us. You know, we just don't give it any voice. Hell with it. Leave it alone. So long as we're left alone. So that's it. I appreciate you listening. Again, just take it all in stride, live your life, ignore all the craziness, and it's the best we can do. And I will see you again next week.